Hey guys, awesome episode today. We got people getting drunk on dates and Instagram etiquette. Check it out, enjoy, share with friends. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. J Train, Jared Freed, coming to you live from Harlem, New York City. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. Let me say it. I'll say it one last time. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. If you don't know, that's how this whole thing works. That's the economy. Thank you. The studio audience here at J Train Studios. The Feather Studios welcomes the audience. They're pumped. And I want to thank the audience at home. Again, Gotham last weekend was a dream come true. That is 4 sold-out shows, a 5th one added.
Hello, let's celebrate that.
Yeah, let's celebrate that. Shelby, you're right. We need to celebrate that. Shelby was there.
I was.
An event, right?
People were going nuts, packed it out.
Crazy.
They loved it.
They loved it. The Haas didn't stop. The Wizard came, the Wizard of Oz came, passed out the laughs, and you, the audience, came pumped, ready to go. I have a feeling there's some new listeners here.
Oh, yeah. People are tagging multiple bitches.
Tag a bitch.
Bringing them along.
That's right. Our saying here, tag a bitch, lot of tags, lot of bitches. If you're a dude that's listening to this podcast right now, and I come to your city, if the Prince of Promos comes to your city, you better bring a crew.
Mm-hmm.
If you got friends with penises that are looking to meet women.
Oh, my God.
Shelby, right?
Yes, yes.
It's crazy.
It's like puzzle pieces.
This is puzzle pieces. We're just going to help you out. And they come to have fun. Like, these women are, they're cool, they're fun, they get it. You know, the type of woman that you want to meet.
Yes.
Listens to this show.
They're loud. They're having to make a noise. It's fun.
They're fun. And then also, they can, you know, like, I could see a woman hearing, like, the opening even to this podcast and going, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
I don't like Jared Freed.
Loser.
Yeah. What a fucking loser, idiot. You know, moderately good looking, mm-hmm. hilarious, but I don't want to hear the truth. I could understand. A lesser woman hearing the advice and going, he's an asshole. No, I'm just giving it to you straight. I'm buttering your bread.
Fuck off, will you?
Yeah, that's right. The women that listen to this podcast and enjoy it, they enjoy the truth. Funny. Fun. Having a couple drinks. Little French kiss on a street corner.
Hell yeah.
That's right. So if you're a dude listening, you better be at my shows. You bet. This is a threat. I'm coming to Philly May 2nd through 4th. May 2nd through 4th, I'm coming to Philly. If you're a dude listening in Philly, you better get on the group chat and tell them I know where we're meeting women. Because the women are coming.
In West Philadelphia.
That's right. If you're in Vermont, Burlington, May 8th. If you're in Worcester, woo-ha-ha, June. If you're at Mohegan Sun in Connecticut, June. Seattle, June. JaredFreed.com. So thank you to everyone that came to the Gotham show. It was such a pleasure. We taped the show, both shows on Saturday. We're going to make a little bit of an album.
That's news.
News. You heard it here first. Ring that bell. That's right. We're making an album. You get to listen to Papa JT.
That was the funniest I have ever heard.
That's what they all said on the way out of Gotham.
Oh, yeah.
Funny shit. And it's all stuff you guys are want to hear about. The Gotham show. What a blast. What a great time. Shelby, great time. It was fun.
Best time of my life.
Of his life. You can hear the excitement in Shelby's voice.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, keep spreading the word on this podcast. Come on out to shows. Have fun with me. Have a drink. And if you're a dude, don't miss out. You're fooling yourself. You're only 25 for so long. You're only 27 for so long. You're only single for so long. You're only not fighting with your girlfriend for so long. We're in an argument. That's right, people. We're in an argument right now. It's a sad day. Shelby's laughing. Very excited about today's guest. A new guest alert. Ring that bell.
Too many drops.
There's a lot of bells. Hold on. We got to get to your bell. New guest alert. Very excited. He's here with us today. The crowd is pumped.
There's just
maybe
so
we can
many.
Find the crowd. Maybe the crowd will fill in this dead space. Yeah, there we go. The crowd's pumped. They're rambunctious today. I need them. I'm a little hungover. Shane Gillis, thank you for coming on.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Super funny comic.
Thank
Shane,
you.
I met him on You Know What, Dude. Hilarious. Go follow Shane at Shane M. Gillis on Twitter and Instagram. I'll post it on my Instagram so you guys can find him. He's got a podcast called Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast.
Yes.
Explain that to the listeners. Give us your 2-second commercial. Because the best way to find a podcast is via a podcast. Yeah. And before we get to your plug of your podcast, if you don't have Laughable, you're wrong. You're wrong. Laughable is the best app to listen to podcasts on because it helps you find other podcasts that you're going to enjoy. You enjoy a guest like Shane. You can see what other shows he's been on. It's also on Android. So Laughable, Laughable, Laughable. Shane's got a podcast, Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast. What's that all about?
Just two dogs, dude.
Just two dogs.
Two fucking dogs.
Two dogs woofing.
Just barking, dude.
Barking.
Howling at the moon.
That's right.
Talking Trump.
Really? Trump stuff.
Talking shit.
Okay, just two dudes talking shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, you better do a good job today. That wasn't really a good... That really didn't hook me, but
fuck it, dude. We don't want anyone to listen.
You don't want anyone to listen?
Nah, we're more secretive.
Okay, that's why it's called
secret the Secret Society.
Okay, so Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast.
Only the realest dogs find it.
Woof, woof.
Hell yeah.
Okay, I'm into it.
Yes, okay. Yeah, I'm terrible at that.
What are you terrible at?
If someone's like, give me a fucking quick pitch, what are you about?
Dude, this is something you can practice. It takes 10 minutes to practice. You go on a podcast...
True.
What did you talk about last episode? What day does it come out? That's even your pitch.
We don't even have a specific day.
You have no day.
It just fucking comes out.
Man, you should talk to Greg Stone and Anthony DeVito and Brendan Ayer. Their podcast sounds a lot like yours.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, no direction, no day.
Yeah. I think that's one of the, if you like this, you listen to this.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
you guys are the Amazon complimentary goods of bullshit nothing podcast.
Well, I got to go to Philly to do it.
You do?
We record in Philly. My girlfriend lives in Philly. I have a car.
Your girlfriend lives in Philly.
My girlfriend lives
in
Philly.
How do you feel? You know, we do a lot of dating relationship questions here. How does that work? How long have you been together and how does that work?
Well, it's not working great right now. We're
really?
Also fighting.
You're also in an argument?
Well, she's young.
How old is she?
She just turned 24.
That's younger. How old are you?
I'm 31.
How'd you guys meet? The plot thickens.
I mean, look at me. Obviously, a comedy show.
Yeah,
I didn't just. She didn't see me on the street. Was
she
like, I'd like.
Oh, I want
to
fuck that.
Look at that ogre.
Yeah.
No, she came to a show.
Yeah,
and hit it off.
Hung out after. Yeah. Talked it up. And you know, the thing is, it's so. You know, this is a topic that's treaded so deep that the pathway just is a canyon.
Yeah.
You're doing comedy and having a girlfriend is just a tough thing.
It is. But I don't understand why.
I don't either.
Everyone always says that. Like, anytime I'd have a girlfriend, they'd be like, other comics would be like, yeah, you guys, she'll dump you.
She'll
dump why?
You.
It's like, because dating a comic's impossible. It's like, why?
Well, the thing is, like, the scheduling is tough. Right now I'm in an argument about scheduling is really, I would say that's the topic of the argument. And I do understand, like, it sucks, like, that during times you want to hang out, I'm at shows, and, sometimes shows go late, or sometimes I stay out too late. She's probably listening to this right now, screaming at the at the podcast, but I'm saying this explanation of the argument is
show
not...
no weakness, dude. She's gonna jump on this weakness.
Well, let's be nice. Let's
we're being
be nice.
Nice. I don't know.
Say just... what you were saying before we went on the air.
How much I love her.
Just kidding. No, you kept calling her that. What'd you say she was?
The most beautiful woman I've ever met.
All right.
Yeah, that's what I said.
lies, and more lies.
That's actually gonna get you in trouble. My bad.
This is now gonna get me in more trouble.
Yeah. My bad on that.
But why are you guys in a fight?
Because I'm a dickhead.
So you're like, showing weakness.
Yeah, but I don't believe I am. I'll say mean stuff to her. Like, I say mean jokes.
Really?
And she gets offended.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Give us an example.
All right, so last
this
night.
This is really going to endear you to the audience.
Dude, fuck this audience.
Okay.
All right, no.
Maybe that helps. Okay, I don't know. Yeah. You go the other way. You go true. So hard into them that they respect you for it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
No, so last night, I'm out. I had a show. I was at Gotham.
Okay.
And then after the show, I'm getting like a fucking dollar slice. I'm just standing there. She's texting me about a coworker that spoke Spanish that sent her a goodbye letter in Spanish.
Okay.
She works at a restaurant. She's a waitress. Mm. And it's like, so the letter was in Spanish. It was like, this is my last day of work. You were always nice to me. You'll always be in my heart. I love you.
Ooh, my
and
God.
And I was like, yeah, exactly. First thought that comes to mind is clearly.
That in Spanish is
like
a love note. That's
en mi corazón para.
Like, yeah, that's just an fucking, Enrique Iglesias song.
Te
when
amo.
You, yeah. And when you said it, I'm like, ugh, this is a gross letter.
When you put it in Google Translate.
In Spanish, hold on. Put it in Google Translate, and let's just probably, read it. You have the letter?
I can probably scroll up through 30 paragraphs of a fight.
Is this a dude that sent it?
Here's the plot twist.
Sure.
So it's a guy it's a person who only speaks Spanish that works at this restaurant.
Okay.
I 100% assumed it was one of the guys in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Fair assessment.
Okay, yeah.
Because she's talked about them before. Her and her friends are like, they have a crush on you.
So sure. It's like, and the guys in the kitchen, you want to play the statistics game?
Yeah. And obviously it's not a waitress out front that only speaks Spanish.
Sure. Yeah, they got to communicate with the audience. So what's the letter say?
Hold on. Fuck. My bad.
Don't worry about it. But I do understand. Listen, stereotypes exist because they exist. You know, it's not, they're not by accident. They're not by invention. They're not the number, you know, I have a friend who owns a bar. All the guys in the kitchen speak Spanish. My friend who never spoke Spanish. I went to his his bar one time and he's in the back being like, Angale, you know, like doing all the fucking Spanish words. And I'm like, dude, you're fluent. And he's like, yeah, you have to be fluent to work in the restaurant industry.
Yeah, I've heard it called hotel Spanish.
Oh, really?
You know, there's people working
like
restaurant
Spanglish.
Or hotel. Yeah.
So it's like a version of Spanglish where you can communicate with anyone that works.
But then I think, oh, they're saying clean towels, clean plates. But then they're just like, like you're having a whole conversation.
Yeah.
You speak Spanish.
You speak the language. So you have the letter?
Yeah, this is the letter.
You read it like you, and then Shelby will translate it and read it like it should be read.
You want me to read it in English?
English.
Okay. Today is my last day of work. Thank you for being so nice with me and will always be in my heart. I love her so much. I have it in Spanish. I can read it.
I mean, that's... I want Shelby to read it in
Spanish.
Shelby
a good Spanish reader?
Well, because you read it... Like, we would hear that out of your mouth and we go...
Spice it up a little.
We'd hear it out of you and we go, oh, thank you. It was nice working with you too.
Yeah.
But Shelby reads it.
Hoy se mi último día de trabajo. Gracias por ser amable conmigo. Siempre está en mi corazón.
I'm wet.
Yeah, man.
Like, that's a guy who wants to fuck your girlfriend.
Yes.
Te amo.
So.
Yeah.
I said, who's that from?
Yeah.
I didn't care. There was no level of insecurity.
Sure.
I didn't think she was going to fuck a guy from Mexico that worked in the kitchen.
Okay. Well, okay. That's some commentary there that you just gave. But
are
okay.
We not allowed to be racist
No,
here?
That's okay. You can be as racist as you'd like.
I'll be racist.
Okay. I'll dip a toe.
Yeah.
Dip a toe.
Shelby dips
Come
a toe.
On. The water's nice, baby.
And I walk around the outside of the lake going, is everyone okay?
You're outside. You're the lifeguard, dude.
Yeah.
You're out there saying no running.
Sure. Yeah, that's me.
I was like, is that from one of those guys in the kitchen that likes you? And then I said, if we weren't together, I would definitely tell you to fuck that guy. I'll be like, you got to give him one for
See,
that letter.
This is kind of how I am in a relationship where I'm like, go for it. Like, I think it's like... Like, you know, like, I'm joking, obviously.
Obviously, I don't want her to fuck the guy.
Yeah.
But I was saying, if this is some, like, 40-year-old dude from Guatemala
yeah.
that wrote you a love letter, it's like, come on.
Give him one last give shot fucking, on the way out.
Give him one on the way out.
Yeah, and you're
it
fucking
would make
with her.
His world.
And it's, and it, so what did she got mad
she
at that?
She spazzed. Because really? We've had a history of this, of her telling me something that she likes, like fucking horoscopes or something.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I know. Like some sort of magic that hot girls believe.
Sure, sure, sure. It has to exist because I'm hot.
Yeah.
Everything's worked out. Yeah.
The moon affects your birth.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
Mercury's in retrograde because I have a great ass. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. If you're hot enough, you just suddenly believe in magic. So this girl.
I would too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a long history of her telling me something and me shitting on it, which I wasn't
trying
to do.
So this is a repeat offense.
This is a repeat offense.
See,
so she does have some good points on that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, she like instantly fucking spazzed. Yeah. And I wasn't even looking at my phone. Like I put my phone down thinking it was just an innocuous text.
These arguments that I'm finding out, like when I wasn't invested with someone, I was like, you know, like,
yeah, see ya.
See ya. Yeah. But like, I'm invested. And
hasta luego.
I, you know, I care about this person. So I'm like, and I, not to say I didn't care about anyone. I'm just saying, like, this is, you know, I'm like, okay, we're going to have to keep dealing with it. Like, I'm like, oh, we got a whole week of fights. You know, like, your text
God.
When you're like, you have to go back. The mess, it's like owning the home. The mess has to be cleaned up at some point.
Yeah. I won that fight last night, by the way.
Did you?
First fight I've won in the relationship.
Congratulations. Ring
like
that bell,
five,
Shelby.
5 months.
Yeah.
I explained to her what I meant. I was like, do you think maybe you overreacted?
Good job. She did overreact.
She did.
I'm on your side.
It was like a paragraph that was like, first off, you dumb bitch. That's like what she led with.
First off, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she overreacted. The crowd is with you.
Yeah.
Officially, off a dumb
oh,
bitch.
Oh, I should say, it was...
Yeah, there's the bell.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
It was,
so
a,
Shane,
female. It was
Shane,
a female worker.
We're pumped to have you here. Go follow Shane. He'll be single in about a month at Shane M. Gillis on Twitter and Instagram. Are you ready to do some emails?
I fucking can't wait.
Let's answer some emails. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I like
this. JTrainPodcast.
That's right.
@gmail.com.
Classic Shelb is here. You got. When a guy gets too drunk on a first date, I'm hungover, so this feels right to read. J Train, massive fan of all the advice you give. You've literally opened up my eyes.
Uh-oh.
That's right. Just when wanted to know your thoughts on why guys can sometimes get very drunk on a first date. Went out with this 26-year-old guy to a bar in the city. Thought it went well. He was more drunk than I was and maybe embarrassed himself a little. Started running on, rambling on about exes and work a lot. But the date ended... Can you imagine being on that date?
Just yes, this I've done just that. Like, I do that every time.
And this fucking ex won't do it. You know, doesn't, she never fucking hung out with me. She called me a dumb bitch.
Yeah, that's my next date.
That's your first date.
For sure.
But it's funny, though, that like women will give you a lot of leeway. Because she writes, but the date ended well and he said he'd like to see me again. Heard from him the next day, but since has gone cold turkey. Do guys get embarrassed? Should I reach out or is this guy not interested? What do you
this
think?
This man was a bona fide scrub.
That's right.
Yeah, he's probably
scrubbish.
He's probably embarrassed.
He's probably embarrassed.
Also, the reason you get shit faced on a first date is you're nervous.
Absolutely.
Or you're an alcoholic.
One or the other.
Or you're 26.
Those are three good reasons.
So.
And then they all go together a little bit. You know, like you're an alcoholic because you get nervous in social situations, so you drink a lot, and then it's a hamster wheel. You're spinning it. But I think this happens male or female. I've been on dates with girls who I went on a date with a girl who got so drunk she walked into the men's bathroom by accident and I watched her do it. Like I was like, I watched her walk into the men's room and I go, and I knew she was drunk. Like I knew like, hey, at the end, like we were close to the end of the day and I was like, I knew she was going to like, you know, we're going to go our separate ways. This was a fun night, but she's a little hammered. And she got up, she's like, excuse me, and then gets up and just walks. Like, you know when someone doesn't, like, usually when you go into a bathroom, you're like, through any door, you're like, you're looking at the door. Like, she walked in as if that she'd been in that bathroom
confidence.
A thousand times. Confident.
Maybe she had.
Maybe. And so I watched her walk in, and then I, like, was like, expecting her to like sprint out.
Yeah.
She didn't sprint out. She just like was in there. I'm like, she's like doing this. And then she came out and was like she was like drunk to the point where like, those bathrooms are weird. You know, like, yeah. I was like, oh fuck.
I got too drunk at a show of yours.
I remember that.
It was like 2 years ago.
Yeah. Shelby came to a show with a girl and
it was like a third date maybe.
Yeah. And you guys walked in and you guys were like having fun.
Cause you know, we get there. I see a comedian. I know, hey, let me buy you guys a couple drinks. And sure. Then there's the 2 drink minimum. Yeah. It's like how many drinks?
But you guys walked in a little buzz.
Yeah.
And I remember when they walked out, it was like, it looked like Shelby was being carried off a war field.
I was on a tightrope.
You were literally hammered. It was great.
I don't get loud, though.
No. I'm a quiet.
I just have a fun time.
That's the thing. That the other issue with everyone has their version of drunk. You know, like, I like to think I have a good poker face. Until I get home, and then it's like, if I look to the mirror, I'll be like, what's happened to your life?
You know,
like, if you have a good poker face, it works on a date. It's all about nerves. I don't think anyone gets so nervous they don't go on a second date with someone who will.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, I don't think this guy was like, well, I'm too drunk. I was too drunk to ever talk to that woman again.
Sure.
His ego's bigger than the drunk.
Hopefully.
Than the embarrassment of the drunk. So I'm saying to her, he might have said, okay, like, anytime these first dates, someone says they had a good time and it doesn't go into the second date, it's never about, like, a lot of times, and I think more times than women even want to look at is that, oh, I went on that date, it didn't result in me having a crazy, wild night. Second date means we're going to be dating or not. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that first date, a lot of times, guys, you could have a great day with someone, and if it didn't turn into we went home together and we fucked a bunch, so now we can be casual sex partners, they just say, I'll throw away good to find crazy.
Sure.
Of course, absolutely.
Especially young guys, especially on fucking apps,
yeah,
on like Tinder and shit.
It's everyone's disposable because you can just go swipe a new date, spend $50 to maybe have a crazy night.
Yeah.
You have to think of the economics of it. I know that takes a lot of the romanticism out of these dates, but you know, guys, if you ask a guy on the street, would you spend $50 to maybe fuck a new chick, they would all say yes.
Yes.
So with these apps where you can find a new person the next 5 minutes, if date one doesn't result in crazy fun sexual night, the fun date you had can be tossed away for another fun day.
Yeah, which is also important. We're definitely not advocating chicks. Like, don't just go fuck a guy.
No.
Definitely don't do that.
That's not what I'm saying at all.
No,
I'm
I know
just
you're
saying
not, but
understand,
I just...
understand your enemy.
Yeah, you know, like, for sure.
Yeah, so like, and the reason he got too drunk is he's like, a lot of times you go on these dates and you go, hey, let's amp it up a bit.
Yeah.
I'm getting the Manhattan, and then I'll have another Manhattan. You're in? Are you in? And
it's like
you're trying to like get someone on your party seat. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Shane Gillis at Shane M. Gillis. He has a podcast, Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast. Going to be in Philly at Helium May 11th.
Yeah.
Hilarious comic. Go check him out. We're sponsored people. Oh, we love Mapleem. We know about Mapleem. If you're a first time listener, it's an upscale version of the soaps and hair products that men can use to look like an adult, okay? And it's ingredients straight from the Mediterranean, okay? Finally, with Mapleem, you can get luxury grooming essentials from the Mediterranean at affordable prices. It looks great on the shelf. This is why you buy it. We're all marketing ourselves. You walk into a bathroom, you see Axe and all that bullshit, you know, crap shampoo product. You look at it, you go, you think less of that person. You see the good stuff, you see Mapleem, you go, oh, I'm dealing with a professional. I'm dealing with a pro. So you can get your grooming essentials at Mapleem.com. That's M-A-A-P-I-L-I-M.com. Promo code JTrain for 10% off. But here's another deal. We're gonna sweeten the deal for you. That's right. Let's take a trip to the Med. We're hanging. And guess what? The Med is coming to New York City, baby.
What do you mean?
Mapalim is going to have a... It has a pop-up store in New York right now.
Right now as you're listening.
Right as you're listening. You can go to 251 Elizabeth Street. The address will be in the description of the episode.
It will. Friday, May 19th is today. It's there.
Friday, May 19th.
Not just today, though.
It's for the summer, or is it?
It's, in this vicinity.
So if you're in New York, go to Elizabeth Street, 251 Elizabeth Street, and you can go to the pop-up store and say the word J-Train.
Mm-hmm.
Say the word J-Train, and you'll get 15% off.
That's a live promo code.
Live promo. So you go to mapalim.com, you get 10% off your order. But if you go to the Mapalim pop-up store on 251 Elizabeth Street, 15% off when you say J-Train. That's right, people. Go check it out. Go to mapalim.com, promo code J-Train, level up your grooming game. Shane Gillis here. We're going to keep answering some emails. Let's get right into the fucking bag. I like this question. Another way to... this has a lot of fucking attachments. Hey, J-Train, is the attached screenshots just another way to soften the blow? Besides, let's be friends and let's take a break. This boy confuses me. We dated for 3 months. We would go on dates twice a week, and he would plan the dates and everything. 2 months in, I drunkenly said, I like you.
Oh, no. You said, I like you?
How could you? That's not a...
How many months in?
2 months. He said, hey, I like you.
Did they fuck already?
Well, yeah.
What?
I figured he'd just say the same and that would be the end of it, but he obviously liked me. He said obviously he liked me, but he had to wait until he started this new job before getting into a relationship. I don't know. I proceeded by saying that I wanted to take it slow and I didn't expect him to say that, and I thought at the time he was moving faster than I was. Maybe don't read the text out loud since I tell all my friends to listen to your podcast, Feather Feather. We dated for 3 months, and then he sent that long text out of the blue, breaking it off. And I said, okay, we never texted from there. Then we ran into each other 2 months later at mutual friend's party. He knew I was going to be there, and he came over to me and asked me to talk to me and apologized for the way he ended things. And he said it had nothing to do with me and that he just thinks about me every day. He said he wanted to call me but thought it would be better to wait until in person. I didn't think the party was the time or place. He proceeded to tell me be all over me all night. I let him peck me once or twice. That was it. After the party, he went to another bar with his friends and mine. At the end of the night, I left to go home, and he said, let me know when you're home, and I sent the home text. When then DM'd a little a week later and haven't spoken since. I know he's worried about his new job, and he is very high-strung and stresses about everything, and I'm the opposite. What's my move? I said I would give him space. I feel like I handled the situation very maturely and not like a crazy girl at all, but it's going to be a month from that party run-in, and I feel like I am on this. Thank you for the realistic view of dating and relationships. What do you think?
I think...
So they dated 3 months. He said, she said, I like you. He sends a long kind of breakup text. She doesn't want me to read it. I can give you I can read it. No, I'm not going to read it. I mean, she's very good looking.
Let me see this character.
Very cute.
Oh, she's great.
Yeah, she's cute. I mean, here's him, I think.
He's pretty hot, too.
He's a good looking
dude. I assume it's the white guy.
Shane getting racist once again.
You assumed it was the white guy, too.
I didn't make any comments at all.
You said he's handsome.
They're both handsome.
I know, but you said he. Like, you knew
Let's
it was
move
one
on
guy.
From this. Shelby, what does she look like? What celebrity?
Let's be nice.
Do you have a celebrity comparison? Shelby taking her in. I
maybe like a young Taya Leone.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she's cute. Yeah. Well, she also has other pictures of him, and he's that guy, too. Yeah, so he's a good-looking dude. So what do you think?
Well, I think the guy, I don't know. I don't want to go worst case scenario here, but it sounds like he could be seeing other people. Just to, like, what's he single this whole time? Like, not dating other people or seeing other people?
Well, here's what I would think. Here's how the situation is this. They date for a few months. He sees it's getting a little bit more serious than maybe he wants. He backs away. He says, I'm going to be out because I think he says, sorry, this is out of nowhere, but I think we should see other. We shouldn't see each other anymore. Ton on my mind. I won't be in the right state to be balancing a steady relationship. So he's basically saying he saw that every relationship, what people don't want to admit is, you have to make a decision. Do I want to give my time to this person? Do I want to do I want to give time to this person or to nobody? And this guy said to nobody. And he said, we had a good time. We were going on dates. But now I can see that I have to give more of my time, more of my responsibility goes to you, and I'm opting out. So then he sees her at the party, and he goes, holy shit. Yeah, she's hot.
She is hot.
Oh my God, I had a good thing going. What he's doing is something we all do. And it's the, now that I've said where I stand, I take a break, I can come back, and I never become responsible for going farther than when I said I would stand. Like, if she gets back together, if she pushes for this, all they will be is as casual as they were.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I've done this where I go and I go, hey, seeing you tonight. Because all he's saying, and he's not doing this actively. He's going to that party going, how, I'm still single. She's great. I'm here with all my friends. Let me go tell. But he had the opportunity to do that for the months in between seeing each other. He didn't take that. You know why he didn't? Because you weren't right in front of him. We eat cookies when they're behind the fucking counter. We don't eat cookies. You don't go make a cookie rant every day. The only time you make a cookie is when you go, I really have a fucking hankering for cookies.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sitting here. I don't want to eat anything right now because it's not right in front of me.
I want fucking cookies.
That's why they put stuff on the checkout aisle.
Yeah.
Those checkout purchases. I'll take a piece of gum. That's what he's doing to you.
Yeah, you're saying she's Trident.
You're the Trident to this guy.
Yeah, she's Trident.
I'll take a piece of gum.
It's here. Might as well.
It's here. Might as well. I had a good thing. I've had Trident before. It was really good before. And that's not to say she's not great and special to someone, but he's more... This is more of a... I saw her in person. I got to say... And the only thing... And saying these things to you, he knows feels good for you, so it feels good for him. Like, what would you tell her to do in this situation?
Probably move on.
She's got to move on.
Because, the time off is like... And also, one thing I never understood, and I get you put it out nicely there, because I always was bothered by it. Like, when people are like, I'm just not ready for a relationship. It's like, I like you a lot.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm just not ready for a relationship. It's like, what the fuck does that mean? I've always been on the... if I like someone, I'd like to keep dating them.
Well...
I've never... Yeah, well, I guess
there's also levels of like.
True.
Like, you know, we look at the first scenario where we look at the first email. If we want to revert back to that, the girl goes on a first date, he gets too drunk. I'm sure that the thing is, these, like, what's tough is we meet so many people that there's now new levels of how do I feel about this person.
Sure.
So that guy went on the date and was like, I think she's hot and fun and we had a great time, but all I want to do is fuck. I don't want to go any further. You know, like, and this guy's saying, I like this girl enough to do one date a week and never have to answer to her fucking text when she gets mad at me.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, he wants it all, but nothing.
Yeah.
So to her, yes, if you went back to him, if she reached out to him and was like, hey, let's give this another shot, he will catch that ball, but he's not going to throw you back the ball. Like, he's just going to receive it, come hang out, party, get drunk. And then you're going to get the same exact text 6 months from now. So if you want to avoid, you know, because a lot of these things rehash because they're like, oh, now I feel like I want to get back. And then what he's going to do is go, but I told you I didn't want anything. I told you I have the other job.
Yeah.
That's these comeback people when they don't come back and don't set up, you have to start. If he really wanted something, he'd go, let's go on a date. Let's like, yeah. you know,
you're
but
exactly
he didn't
right.
do that.
Throughout the relationship, if somehow you got a relationship, he would remind you, I didn't want to be in this relationship.
I told you. Constantly. I wrote the contract.
If he fucks up, that's how, that'll be his answer.
Yes. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. The age-old question, guys and Instagram girls.
Whew.
This is something that comes up a lot on this show, right? Right, Shelby?
We started following that last year.
We're all on the gram.
We're all on the gram. Dearest, I hear so often, why does my boyfriend like these Insta models' pics?
Mm-hmm.
And why does he have to follow Instagram models?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I just want to know, as a female myself, why do men, even those in happy years-long relationships, feel the need to follow and like scantily clad women on the very public internet platform that is Instagram, where everyone can see? Yes, our girlfriends, your girlfriend's mom, all of your aunts and older sister, all of them. I've seen cousins, boyfriends, friends, boyfriends, and even husbands who are all great, normal guys liking booty pics, boob pics, and following these accounts. Hello, we can see that. What is the reasoning? Is this just science? Is it? It's often answered with men being men, but that just isn't enough of an answer. So I'm asking you, why do men do this?
There's an article this week. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of Instagram? We're recording this Thursday. They announced yesterday we're gonna. You know, you can't put nipples and stuff, and if you do, it could be flagged, and like they can delete the post or possibly delete your account. You know. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But now they announced, oh, we're going to do something like, if it's kind of implies a lot of sexual stuff, we'll sort of limit your engagement and we'll do...
Instagram said this.
Yes. And people are like, hey, what the fuck?
But like, then, but that's also like, at least with nipple, mm-hmm. there's no, you know, there's no gray area to that.
But now it's like, oh, I'm in a bathtub. You're not showing anything, but they're like, we don't want this going out to as many people.
Really?
Yeah, so slope, man.
There's an article written on theoutline.com. I think it was just called, like, let's keep Instagram horny. Like,
oh.
We should. And I think it was
written by every man ever.
I think it was actually written, like, by a woman.
Oh,
like,
really?
They think, like, we're not going to horny in that, like, I'm not using this just to fuck, but let me fucking be horny. We're dating, but I can like some pics.
Well, do you have it's a tough one to answer because they say men being men because no one wants to answer the reality. Yes, and the reality doesn't sound great, but that's why you come to the J Train podcast every Tuesday and Friday. Shane, do you have an answer for why men follow and like?
Follow?
Well,
I understand.
How about
you publicly like a hot chick's photo, like
it's a little rough.
Are you dumb?
Yeah, you're dumb.
You're dumb.
Following is
every
one
once in a while I'll toss out a, you know, I'll be like, you're killing it, Sierra Sky.
You will?
You're
doing
like
great. It?
No, I try not to because then you look like a fucking moron.
Yeah. How about the idea of that she writes, everyone can see.
Hilarious. It's hilarious.
I mean, it's hilarious, but is that ever going through your mind?
Never.
Never.
And not until she said it in that email.
But also, like, I always think, like, when you look at the notification page.
I don't ever look at that. I don't look at who's liking other
that's
stuff.
That's the thing. Women look. Only women look at that.
Yeah,
page.
That's for women.
No man has ever you go to your notifications, but no man in the history of the world has ever gone to the following page to see what they're. So just know the mind of a man doesn't go that way normally.
Thinks it's a victimless crime.
Yeah. We have three men in here. Shelby?
Yeah.
Are you ever looking at the following your like page to see what your people are doing with their likes?
It's when I accidentally look at it and I'm like, I don't care. That's usually dog pics, probably.
Yeah. And I'm looking at it now and it's like, there's never, but I know women.
Yeah, they'll go through and look for you.
What?
Your girlfriend will go through and search to see what you're liking.
I get.
Will they? Can they do that?
They can do that. You gotta have time.
Yeah, but
to
you
just
really gotta
wanna
be finding something.
But that's the thing. And I'm saying this to her. To kind of like open up she wants to know why. It's like, well, why? We don't really think that way. All of us are thinking hot, like, hot, follow,
yes.
hot. And the problem is with Instagram, the languaging is muddled. There used to be softcore porn. And there used to be magazines. And you would say, and in your house, you know, as a young child, why are you going to the bathroom with a Victoria's Secret catalog? Maybe your mom would say that. And your mom would only ask that question.
You're going to click like a bunch.
To like a bunch.
You might even like on the page.
Yes.
And tear it out.
You might like twice. Okay?
Twice.
So listen. So and moms would ask the first time. They go, why are you going in the bathroom with the Victoria's Secret catalog? And then the moms would go, oh, he's a man now.
Yeah.
And then they'd stop asking that fucking question. So this is where I do understand that you're like, this is crazy that all these men, because this is where it's all moved. All the Victoria's Secret catalogs, all the L.L. Bean catalogs, all of the...
Damn, you're hitting L.L. Beans?
Listen, man, you're getting everyone's those got sweaters? Their flavors.
You're like, ooh, I like that turtle.
Everyone's got something.
I'm going to take
all
this.
All the imagination, all the guy, the women that we were imagining from class that day are on Instagram.
Exactly.
So understand, this is the icky reality of what's going on. Yes, could we be better? Yes, could you say to your boyfriend, hey, I saw you like this one. Just stop fucking liking
them. Yeah, don't like it.
And where she's talking about why do guys do this, I know just as many ladies who are liking the ladies
When the ladies like the lady ones, I never realized how much money having, you know, nice hair was worth. Because in Instagram world, you see how much it's worth.
Yeah.
Women with, like, hair that can be braided and done in different ways have millions of followers. It's crazy, actually. And you, now it's quantified. So women encourage other women. No guy, the reason it gets muddled is you're never going to see a guy at Hot Dude's account because he dresses well.
Yeah.
That's the reason also you don't understand it as much is because we're at your makeup artist page because she has a million followers because we think she's hot, not because we want makeup tips. If there was a guy out there that you follow because you think is hot, we're not following him for a totally separate reason.
Yeah. My girlfriend, maybe an athlete. My girlfriend will like a hot guy's picture on it. She'll like fucking John Mayer pictures.
Fine.
Shit like that. And she's like, I like his music.
Sure.
Like, his music stinks.
Your body's a wonderland?
Oh, yeah. That's all. Every song. I get in the car with her and she's playing. It's like, girl, you're a princess. You're the most beautiful girl.
Just, well, he is. I've heard that he like did all that stuff like as a way to just like, okay, I got my money now. Now he's just like
he's a beast. He is a beast without a doubt.
A virtuoso.
But let's not pretend that.
Some of those
I want to run through the halls of my high school.
That's a pretty good.
You are hot. You're hot. Whoever's listening to this, you're beautiful and a princess.
I'll always go on a second date.
Yeah. It's I will never black out on a Tinder date.
But I'm saying the reason this is in your face and it's not as much in guys' faces is we don't, the male hot influencer doesn't have the type of following that the female hot influencer has.
True.
The female hot influencer, if we were all in a room, you'd be like, there would be no connection. It'd be like a bunch of women or just a bunch of creepy dudes.
Yeah. You know, like, yeah.
And if it was the male hot influencer, it would be like a bunch of women.
Yeah.
And gay men. And that's okay. But it's just not the same. So the one thing with the liking hot girls' photos, you do have to also, the only thing women should worry about to me is the numbers. Guys like to let women know they like them. We have such big egos that we think that our like matters on certain.
Sure.
So the girl with 1,600 followers that your boyfriend's liking.
Now you're talking.
Now we got an issue.
Now I hear you. I know where this is going.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I mean, exactly right. Yeah.
When you like a girl with 1,600 followers, you go, well, maybe she sees this.
Yeah.
Then that's just the reality.
Absolutely. Like if it's a girl from your fucking town or from high school.
It doesn't even have to be from
your town. Something like that. Yeah. If it's a girl with low followers.
That's when you get worried. That's when you. Yeah. That's when you question it. That's when you go, hey. Who's this chick? She's not on TV. You're not a fucking fan of her comedy. You know, like this isn't like
run into that one once or twice. Yeah, you get a little drunk. You're like, you know what? I miss her. Hit so, that like.
The why is masturbation. The why is I don't. You know, the liking thing. I don't understand that. That's a really fucking insane dude to like a girl with a million followers. Like,
yeah,
what are you even doing? But. And you could say to him, like, what do you think? You're going to fuck her?
Exactly. Like, that's like, the thing. Like, if you like someone's picture like that, there is a goal of like, yeah, she's going to see this.
There is
a chance
that
I can.
That is a male thought.
Yes.
She's going to see this.
If it's a model, if it's an Instagram model and you're liking it, you're a fucking lunatic.
Yeah, you're a crazy person. Because all of us are sitting in this room going, you know, thinking of our past. And like, there's been people in the past where I like 10 in a row. And I'm like, well, let's see how this lands. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We are sponsor people. Oh, I love this sponsor. Postmates. Are you craving a partner? The kind who answers your beck and call? The one you can call to bring you sushi at 11:30, red wine at midnight, and breakfast burrito at 8 a.m.? You can stop swiping. Postmates is here. And they're saying, hey, girl. Postmates is your personal delivery Sherpa. They'll bring you groceries, bottled water, or really anything, anytime you want. One time, Kylie Jenner ordered a single carrot.
Wow.
And they were happy to bring it. That's right. One carrot. One carrot, please.
One piece of advice. Don't read anything. If you don't read it, it can't harm you.
I'm getting into the Kardashians right now.
I can tell.
Are you?
Yeah. I like the show. Kanye on the show is unbelievable.
Yeah, he's the best.
The best.
He's the best.
The best.
I don't watch the show, but I know Kanye West.
But it's it's so funny that like Kanye is just he's the straw that stirs the drink. Yeah. And on the Kardashians, you can tell they have a very specific way they do the show. They want to present a very specific message, and Kanye comes in and is just scribbling on the walls of that message.
Yeah, of course.
Like, he's just saying shit. He doesn't care about what their plan is.
Yeah.
And you can see, like, there's a lot of times, it'll be like you telling a story, and then someone goes, what about pancakes? And you just go, okay. And then you continue on with your story. That's kind of what they do every episode now. It's fucking great.
And if you want pancakes while you're watching the Kardashians,
you can use Postmates.
Oh, yeah.
For a limited time, Postmates is giving my listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. That's free money. Did you hear me? $100 of free delivery credit. So you can get this for 7 days. This is crazy. To start your free deliveries, download the app right now. Use code JTRAIN. That's JTRAIN for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Get anything you need, anytime you need it. Download Postmates and save with code JTRAIN. Postmates, get what you want out of life. I'll say this right now. Postmates is like a godsend on the road. When you get done with shows and it's like 11:30 at night and you're like, I'm in the middle of wherever the fuck I am. I don't know what's close by. You pull up Postmates. It tells you everything that's close, what it costs, where it's from. You know, it's just a really great app and I'm happy that they're with the show.
When my laptop died 2 weeks ago, guess who delivered me a new one?
Postmates?
Because it was too late to go to this. I would have gotten there too late.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the great thing about that is, and why everyone should thank Postmates, is that's the reason this podcast got up that week. So, listen, go use code JTRAIN, $100 free of delivery credit for the first 7 days. Postmates, promo code JTRAIN. Okay. This is the longest email I've ever seen. Here with Shane Gillis. Here with Shane Gillis at Shane M. Gillis. Ooh, why is this dude confessing his love for me now? Jared, Shelby, and guests, thanks for all the great work. You guys are truly the best feather. All of last year, I was in a weird romantic friendship with this guy who all my friends and I worked with. We'd be totally normal friends throughout the week with a little cuddling here and there. On the weekends, he'd invite me and my friends to pregame with his roommates, and then when he and I would get drunk, we'd dance with each other, make out, and sleep over. No sex, but some other stuff. And after a while, we tell each other how much we liked each other. I moved to a different state last summer, but we have since text semi-regularly, Snapchat multiple times a week, and have hung out when I've come back to visit friends in the city I used to live in. Fast forward to this past week when it was my birthday, he sent me the messages below. So I will read these messages. He writes, I love this sort of process and I love you, LOL. Ha ha ha. Wow, that's nice of you to say. The cap locks would really do it. The caps lock would really do it. He didn't even. Okay. LOL, shut up. I just decided today it's your birthday, so there's no need for any negativity. And I usually think about loving you, so I'm just saying it. What do I do now? He tried to FaceTime me after sending these, but I was getting afternoon drinks with friends and couldn't hear what he was saying. Do I bring it up again? I did spend all of last year being super into this guy, but now I live thousands of miles away. Thanks for all the help and keep up the good work. P.S. I'll do a celebrity lookalike for you. I don't want to hear any of your lookalikes. I'm so sick of you look like. Why do people do that?
Yeah.
What does it say?
It's some friend of hers from camp. Hmm. Okay, thanks. So what do we think?
Some friend of hers from camp.
Now I have to fucking live in my own fucking, you know, horrors, my own nightmare of thinking of what she looks like. Okay, so what do we think?
I don't know. Wait, how far did she move? And what's
thousands of miles away. Different. She moved to a different state last summer.
All right. So now
so they text here and there, and then it was her birthday, and he wrote,
"I love you."
Kind of, but it
wasn't even really an "I love you." It was.
It's loving you. You know, this is when it's not an "I love you." It's just they. Here's why he did this, okay? And the reason guys send these types of things is text is a hot mic that's too easy to use.
Oh my God!
And it's you get a little drunk, you get a little lonely, you see someone who's answering. And when you're thousands of miles away, there's time to untie that knot. So you can, it's not like you're going to go, well, you love me? Let's be together. This is it.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't do that. Instead, you have to go, well, you know, we're so far away. I wish this could happen.
Sure.
Wish this could happen is a land of fun for people because what people want is to, I mean, the sad reality is people want someone to love them without having to be responsible for them. There's work to love. There's work to relationships. Shane and I, at the beginning of this show, are talking about being in arguments. That's the job. But then you don't get, you know, texting and these, you know, these relationships that aren't relationships get you everything you want without the work.
I've done it. I've done it a bunch.
Yeah.
You get hammered, you text like an ex or text like a chick you were kind of seeing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the girl you're kind of seeing that you're like, I'm just really having the best time. You know, like, and you're like, what did I do?
Ugh.
And the only reason you do it is because you know you can get out of it. And you know that, oh, they're answering. So you get that fast food, junk food.
Yeah.
You get to fill your tummy up with love for a second. And then the next day you can go, shouldn't have eaten that, shouldn't have done that, but okay.
I'll just ignore it.
I'll be better the next day. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't look too far into it. I would encourage you to stop texting with this person. There's a reason you guys only didn't ever had sex. He never wanted the responsibility of you. When you work together, you guys would, cuddle and do other stuff, but fuck? That's because he never thought enough of this relationship. Both of you. You both never thought of this relationship to risk your job.
Well, good for him, though, as far as not having sex if he wanted to.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want that responsibility. I bet that was a nice thing to say. I don't think you're right.
What?
No guy is like, I don't want to bear this burden.
Well,
I like her, but I'm not going to fuck
her. Have sleepovers, no sex, but some other stuff? Like, why do that?
Maybe she was not as obvious that she wanted to fuck, and maybe this guy, you know, was hesitant. I don't know. Yeah,
a year of a romantic friendship. Like, the only reason to do that is because
maybe he was just getting head on the reg, dude.
I mean, nothing wrong with that. Good for him. I don't mind that.
He had a good. Now he might actually love her, dude. He probably does love her.
Yeah, he's like, where?
So you sucked my dick for a year. I love you, lady.
A year, I didn't have to worry about babies, and I was coming like crazy. Yeah, yeah. I don't. I just don't think that both of them ever wanted to go over the hump of dealing with, you know, the people. They said that they work together.
Yeah.
So when you have the work thing, you're both basically being like, I'll do this, but I don't want to have to like let people at work know when we break up. You're avoiding all that stuff. So you guys are like, hey, we just cuddle as friends and, you know, suck each other off.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, that's it. So now we don't have to like deal with all that shit. And now what he's doing is a similar version of what you guys did. Hey, I have so much love for you. He gets his little fill and it's nothing.
Sure.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Shane Gillis, thank you for coming on.
Oh, man, this is great.
A
dude,
pleasure.
What a fucking... Yeah, this is great.
Thanks, man.
The whole
man.
Thing. This is impressive.
I appreciate
see you
that.
Fucking operate like this.
This is the job, baby.
Really cool, man.
At Shane M. Gillis on Twitter and Instagram. Go follow. Go support. Get involved with what he's doing. Hilarious comic. Do we have some news, Shelby?
We absolutely do.
Let's do some news.
Talked about liking Instagram pics earlier.
Love it.
Do you guys enjoy some pornography every now and again?
I'll take in some porn. How about you, Shane?
Yes. Yes. I'm fucking addicted. No. Yeah. It's great.
You know what? Sometimes, yeah. I'll go down the dark alleyways of a porn site every now and again. What do we got?
Well, we have some porn news.
Porn news.
A man is suing his parents for more than $86,000 in damages after he claims he threw his extensive pornography collection away.
$86,000. That is when you know you're addicted to something, when you're not embarrassed to quantify the number of the thing you have. You are so into porn that you're like, I don't care. Who knows that I have 80? You don't even realize the negativity that goes with admitting that you have $86,000 porn collection.
If I had $90 worth of porn in my house, I'd be like, damn, I have a fucking issue.
I have an issue. That's a problem. I am spending, what did he throw away? I mean, was it, and also, is it like classic porn? Well, like that's worth money?
Yeah.
Could that be worth something someday?
The man moved into his parents' home in October 2016 after divorcing his wife.
Hell yeah. This guy
Boy,
rocks.
This guy
rocks. He had a U-Haul of porn.
This guy's life sounds like a warning.
This guy's awesome.
Dude, I divorced my wife. I'm moving home.
I'm just filling a shed with porn.
I had an idea for a scripted show where it was about like this. Where the guy gets a divorce and is a once rich guy that now loses everything in divorce, has to move home, and now has to date as poor guy.
Oh, welcome to hell, idiot.
Welcome
that's
to
gonna
hell.
That's going to be tough, dude.
Right? But that would be fun.
Like, yeah, that's hilarious.
He's got to go on like Tinder and they're like, you know, he's got nice clothes and everything, but really can't afford, you know, like because he has his clothes.
Okay.
So he looks rich guy.
Sure.
But living this, you know, now a 17-year-old life. This guy got a divorce, moved home. He's 18.
Yeah.
For all intents and purposes.
He lived there for 10 months and was doing household chores in lieu of paying rent. So,
boy, this guy was not doing well. He didn't even have a job.
He left, you know.
Dad, I'll rake the leaves. You're 40.
Yeah, it's a good raking, though. Pretty good raking.
Yeah.
He left 10 months later after police were called for a domestic situation.
It gets worse. This is tougher to make fun of.
The parents brought his possessions
getting tougher and tougher
to his new home several months later, but his collection of pornography was missing. They admitted to destroying the collection, which included over a dozen large boxes of movies. Charlie, as he's known in the media coverage, valued...
This is so fucking sad.
He valued the collection at $28,940.72 and claimed that many of the films that were destroyed are now out of print or produced by now shuttered studios.
Wow, this guy is a porn fan.
kind of...
You know when you hear someone like talk about music and you're like, you're a bigger fan of music than I am.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I feel with this guy in porn.
And, yeah, and you're a bigger fan than you should be, to be
honest. Yeah, you've... Oh, man, these parents... I could just imagine the parents being like, Ron? Ron? What are these boxes?
What are all these boxes?
What are these? Yeah.
Ronald?
Ronald?
Mom, don't touch those. Where's Linda? I told you.
It'd be a clue into the divorce.
Yeah, the divorce seems... I'm on the ex-wife's side in the divorce case, but my God, this is... what is... I mean... So now where does he stand? Is he going to win his money?
His father responded to the lawsuit.
By giving him the belt.
He said he destroyed the collection for his son's mental
Enough, Ronald,
and emotional
with the
health.
Porn. Like, can you imagine if like, the father responds to the lawsuit?
You're going
to
go blind.
It's enough with the porn, Ronald.
Wrote, I would have done the same thing if I had found a kilo of crack cocaine.
Oh,
someday,
so this is an addiction.
I hope you understand.
Well, then that's him. This is the dad saying you have a porn issue. You don't just compare it to a kilo of crack.
I think
crack
the guy's
cocaine.
Exactly right to compare it to that.
Yeah.
12
yeah.
fucking boxes of porn? Holy
He's got
shit.
A kilo of porn. That's so
That's
insane.
That's insane, dude.
Wow. Shelby, you got another item?
I do.
That's great.
Speaking of models on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
are you guys familiar with Jesse Taylor?
No, but I will look her up.
You might not be able to look her up.
Oh, I think I know about this girl. Is this the one that lost her account?
Jessie Taylor, 21, from Tampa, Florida, lost her Instagram account after they declared it was spam, losing all 113,000 followers, and she's losing her proverbial shit.
Jessie Taylor, and she's what? So this girl, I watched, this is like, it is sad to watch that. People got to diversify. You know, I mean, that's the lesson here.
Yeah.
So she had 113,000 followers, and then she goes on YouTube and she tapes herself crying that she's can't get a real. This is how she makes her money. And it's like, where is she finding sponsors in Tampa, Florida? One, but go on, let's play the video. And I do understand.
Does she
that,
just take hot pictures?
I guess she takes hot pictures, and then there's also a rumor. I looked it up that she said some racist things.
Oh hell yeah!
here it is.
Who a hot chick from Tampa, Florida said something racist?
Yeah, shocking.
Yeah.
So like I'm in the middle of editing, and my Instagram account got deleted. And I'm trying to get it back. I'm calling everybody I can.
And who's she calling?
I don't know why it's not working.
Mr. Instagram, please pick up my calls.
Call Ron, dude. He's about to be loaded. He'll toss you some bread for some pictures.
Yeah. He needs some new material. Yeah.
I've been LA because of this. I'm in LA because I want to be on Instagram, and I'm randomly just recording this to put this in the video. I am nothing without my following. I am nothing without my following.
Oh my
and
God.
The people tried to hate on me.
She said it twice.
I've literally tried to be a better person. I want to say to everybody that's been reporting me, think twice because you're ruining my life. Because I
yeah,
think
they thought about it twice
online,
and then they fucking reported you.
Now I want a reporter.
I don't want to lose that. And I know people like to see me be down and be like them and be like the 90%ers, the people that work 9 to 5. That is not me. I am in LA to not be like that. I've worked so hard to get to where I'm at. And for that to get taken from me is the worst feeling in the world. It's literally
nobody
God,
working
dude.
A 9 to 5. Wants to hear you
call them the
90%ers, and now wants to support you more. How is this helping?
She's like, they want to see me brought down to your shitty level,
not,
you fucking poor pieces of shit.
I cannot work a 9 to 5 like you.
Yeah,
but follow my account, please. Rate, review, subscribe. Oh. Like what a
yeah. She said she's gonna end up as a homeless prostitute.
Well,
that would help.
You won't have to do a 9 to 5.
She might have to do a 6 to 9, huh?
Ring that bell.
That's why they brought him up here, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is that was a good one. I I do like it. Is interesting that that Instagram is now a goal of people. Like this girl was like, okay, I put up hot pictures, I get sponsorship, I make money, I don't work. She's done the math.
Yeah.
And to her, the math is that's the only math that can be done. And I don't know. It's sad to watch that video.
That's tough to watch. My girlfriend is young enough that like I forgot like that younger group with like Instagram and shit and like social. It's pretty crazy.
I mean,
people that grew up in Instagram, like,
sure,
it's fucking wild how much they care about that.
I mean, I genuinely like Instagram as an app.
I have Instagram fun
on it.
Yeah.
I will credit that, like, you know, the podcast is how people, you know, but like how it all serves each other. Like the podcast has listeners, but also like I understand that like Instagram is a great way for us to like put our tickets out there.
Absolutely.
And let people know that we're doing stuff. It's a better than having a website.
Yeah.
But you watch this girl and you go, I got to get off this app a little bit. you kind of like look inward.
My
when
followers
you watch her.
Are the only thing I fucking, I'm nothing without I'm my nothing. Followers. My followers? What are you fucking, what are you, the Messiah?
Yeah.
The,
yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a tough one.
Best of luck to her.
Best of luck to Jesse. Shelby, thank you for bringing the news.
Thanks.
She's gonna be embarrassed about that video. So.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat. Go follow. Go support. He is nothing without his followers.
I'm nothing.
So, Shane Gillis, thank you for coming on.
Yeah, man. This was awesome.
At Shane M. Gillis. Go follow. Go support. Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast. Also, he's going to be in Philly the week after I am. So, you're going to be there May 11th.
Yeah.
I'll be there the 2nd through 4th. So, go to Shane M. Gillis on Instagram. Go follow him.
Yeah. He's nothing without you.
And I'm Jared Freed at Jared Freed on Instagram. I'm nothing without you either. please.
We're nothing.
We're nothing. Please. And keep telling your friends. Keep spreading the word. We'll be back next episode. Boom.